Welcome to Podcast Friday on the Daily Review. I'm Brad Munson, and hey, it's no secret that I'm a big skeptic and love debunkers and explainers podcasts like Oh No, Ross and Carrie or You're Wrong About. And you know I'm an equally big fan of Australian content for lots of weird reasons. So here's something that's both an Australian podcast that debunks and enriches all sorts of very cool and unexpected stuff. Science Versus, with the inimitable Wendy Zuckerman. The cliche about podcasts is that it's not so much about the information as it is about the personality giving you that information. And that's true here just as much as anywhere else in your ears. Except here, the information is solid and deep and super carefully researched. In fact, it's the only podcast I know that gives pages, I mean literally pages, of references and citations in the show notes, so you can verify and read further on every damn fact that's asserted. And don't think that it's dry and academic because it's about science. It's exactly the opposite. Wendy Zuckerman does believe in evidence, for sure, but she kicks over every rock, every urban legend or current fad or longstanding health issue, and then goes to talk to an endless variety of scientists. No, actual scientists, not hucksters or hobbyists or God help us other podcasters, to dig out the latest research and understanding of the widest and wildest range of subjects that you can imagine. Oh, the subjects, my God. I've learned more than I ever expected to know about everything from, sleepwalking to ayahuasca to vaping to who killed affordable housing. No, really, housing. And her show last season on orgasms, will live in my heart forever. And she's done this thing almost 250 times in the last few years. What's more, now is a great time to talk about this because Science Versus is about to start a new season on Tuesday, March 5th. That gives you a chance to get to know Wendy Zuckerman and her crew, and we can just look her up in the podcaster of your choice and scroll through all those episode titles. You'll find a dozen things that you want to listen to first, and then you'll catch up on all the rest. And you have to experience Wendy Zuckerman to really appreciate her. She's a unique combination of boundless enthusiasm and huge intelligence and a complete lack of filters that makes her conversations with scientists the exact opposite of dry and boring. In fact, she's even become a bit of a living legend in the science writing community for good reason. And hey, this really is perfect timing because Gimlet Media has just released a trailer and it illustrates all of its unique attractions better than I could. So I'm going to steal liberally from it right here so you can get a taste of the show and of Wendy herself here.
How do you measure a mouse's grip strength?
Yes, so it's a little bar, and then the mouse grabs it, and you just gently pull the mouse tail until they release it. So they tug, and you can measure...
Oh, my God, you pull the mouse tail.
Just very slightly.
We're diving back into the science of Ozempic because we've read so many scary stories about what these kinds of drugs can do.
Debilitating gastric issues. I'm talking she is vomiting daily, hospitalized repeatedly.
You're losing equal amounts of muscle and fat. Now, does that improve how you look in a bathing suit? Sure. But does that improve how long you're going to live? Uh-uh.
This season, we're packing a bowl full of science on cannabis and finding out, what is this drug doing to our brain and our body? Can it improve your mental health? Or is that just plain bong? We're exploring whether you need to balance your hormones, if the abortion pill is safe, if menopause is the most horrifying thing on the planet, because we've been hearing stories and it doesn't sound good. We'll find out how much protein you need to be eating, if the male G-spot exists, and if squirting is real. Yes. Science Versus is finally tackling squirting.
So you see what I mean? Science Versus. The only flaw, the only one, is that they work so hard to prepare these things, there are long gaps between their relatively short seasons. So that just means we get to celebrate all over again when the next season starts, which, like I said, is going to happen March 5th. So get in line, get a taste, subscribe, because you're really going to love Science Versus and Wendy Zuckerman.
Oh, it's Wendy Zuckerman. Sorry.
Be cool. It's like, oh my God, is this happening?
And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week. So come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.